Then I think I should speak to the agent in charge. Who is it? As a prosecutor for the Northern District of Illinois, she'd worked with many of the FBI agents in Chicago. Some special agent. I didn't catch his name, Officer Manboy said. Although I think he might know you. When he told me to guard this room, he said he felt bad for sticking me with you for this long. Cameron tried not to show any reaction, but that stung. True, she wasn't exactly buddy-buddy with a lot of the FBI agents she worked with. Many of them still blamed her for that incident 3 years ago. But with the exception of one particular agent who, fortunately, was miles away in Nevada or Nebraska or something, she hadn't thought that anyone in the FBI disliked her enough to openly badmouth her. Officer Manboy looked apologetic. For what it's worth, I don't think you're so bad. Thanks. And did this unknown special agent who allegedly thinks he knows me have anything else to say? Only that I should go get him if you start acting fussy. He looked her over. You're going to start acting fussy now, aren't you? Cameron folded her arms across her chest. Yes, I think I am. And it wouldn't be an act. You go find this agent, whoever he is, and tell him that the fussy woman in room 1307 is through being jerked around. And tell him that I would appreciate it very much if he could wrap up his little power trip and condescend to speak to me himself, because I would like to know how long he expects me to sit here and wait.
For as long as I ask you to, Ms. Lind.
The voice came from the doorway. Cameron had her back to the door, but she would have recognized that voice anywhere, low and smooth as velvet. It couldn't be. She turned around and took in the man standing across the room from her. He looked exactly the same as he did the last time she'd seen him 3 years ago, tall, dark, and scowling. She didn't bother to mask the animosity in her voice. Agent Pallas, I didn't realize you were back in town. How was Nevada?
Nebraska.
From his icy look, Cameron knew that her day, which had already been off to a most inauspicious start, had just gotten about 50 times worse.